Dr. Nikola Returns by Guy Newell Boothby. Introduction. My dear William George Craigie, I have no doubt at all as to your surprise on receiving this letter, after so long and unjustifiable a period of silence, from one whom you must have come to consider either a dead man or at least a permanent refugee. When we last met, it was on the deck of Tremorden's yacht in the harbour of Honolulu. I had been down to Kauai, I remember, and the day following you lucky dog, were going off to England by the Royal Mail to be married to the girl of your heart. Since then I have heard quite by chance that you have settled down to a country life, as if to the manor born. Take an absorbing interest in mangel wurzels, and while you strike terror into the hearts of poachers and other rustic evildoers, have the reputation of making your wife the very best of husbands. Consequently, you are to be envied and considered by such awful barbarians as myself the happiest of men. While, however, things have been moving thus prosperously with you, I am afraid I cannot truthfully say that they have behaved so well for me. At the termination of our pleasant South Sea cruise just referred to, when our party dismembered itself in the Sandwich Islands, I crossed to Sydney and passed up inside the Barrier Reef to Cooktown, where I remained for 3 months in order to try my luck upon the Palmer Goldfields. This proving unsatisfactory, I returned to the coast and continued my journey north to Thursday Island. From the last named little spot, I visited New Guinea and gave it my patronage for the better part of 6 months, and received in return a bad attack of fever, after recovering from which I migrated to Borneo, to finally bring up, as you will suppose, in my beloved China. Do you remember how, in the old days, when we both held positions of more or less importance in Hong Kong, you used to rally me about my fondness for the celestial character and my absurd liking for going fan-tea into the queerest company and places? How little did I imagine then to what straits that craze would ultimately conduct me. But we never know what the future has in store for us, do we? And perhaps it is just as well. You will observe, my dear Craigie, that it is the record of my visit to China on this particular occasion that makes this book, and you will understand that it is because of our long friendship for each other, and by reason of our queer researches into the occult world together in the old days, that you find your name placed so conspicuously at the forefront of it. A word now as to my present existence and abode. My location I cannot reveal even to you, and believe me, I make this reservation for the strongest reasons. Suffice it that I boast a little farm of close upon 5,000 acres in a country such as would gladden your heart, if matrimony and continual well-being have not spoilt your eyes for richness of soil. It is shut in on all sides by precipitous mountain ranges, on the western peaks of which, at this moment, as I sit in my veranda writing to you, a quantity of cloud, tinted with a rose pink by the setting sun, is gathering. A quieter spot, and one more remote from the rush and bustle of civilization, it would be difficult to find. Once every 6 months, my stores are brought up to me on muleback by a trusted retainer who has never spoken a word of English in his life, and once every 6 weeks I send to and receive from my post office, 400 miles distant, my mails. In the intervals, I imitate the patriarchal life and character. That is to say, I hoe and reap my corn, live in harmony with my neighbour, who is 200 miles away, and, figuratively speaking, enjoy life beneath my own vine and fig tree. Perhaps when the cool west wind blows in the long grass, the wild duck call upon the lagoons, or a newspaper filled with gossip of the outer world finds its way into me, I am a little restless. But at other times I can safely say I have few regrets. I have done with the world, and to make my exile easier, I have been permitted that greatest of all blessings, a good wife. Who she is, and how I won her, you will discover when you have perused this narrative, the compiling of which has been my principal, and I might almost say my only recreation all through our even more than tedious winter. But now spring is upon us, clad in its mantle of luscious grass, and accompanied by the twitterings of birds, and the music of innumerable small waterfalls, and I am a new man. The snow has departed, the swallows are working overtime beneath the eaves, and tomorrow this book goes off to you. What you will think of it I cannot say, but remember, whatever else it may not be, it is gospel truth every day.